And now let us join our hearts in a word of prayer heading into Thanksgiving week. We bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, you have given us abundant earthly blessings. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this week, we thank you for the food and drink that will be on our tables this day and every day. We pray that you would provide also for all those who do not know from where their next meal is coming. Protect all who are traveling for the holiday, and strengthen those who cannot be with family and friends. Be especially with all those who are lonely and who are struggling to find community. Thank you most of all for the gift of your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Father, Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. Before we close with our dismissal, I'd like to invite forward Jake Nagy. Hold on there, Kian, just one second. We're going to have a guest speaker. Come on up, Jake. Yep. Jake is from Choice Adoptions, and we really felt a heart with this ministry and wanted to give him a time to share about what Choice does and how we can uplift you in prayer and partner with you as well. Nice to have you here,
Thank
Jake.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Good morning, church. My name is Jake. I am actually a pastor in Portland, Oregon myself, and so being away from my church family this morning, it is such a gift to get to worship with you and be together. I'm also the partnership coordinator for Choice Adoptions, and Choice has a couple of connections with you that you may not even realize. The Santora family adopted their youngest son, Andrew, through Choice Adoptions. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so as you have loved them, you have loved us. Our deepest hope is to see what is happening here in this church, in this community, and with their family. And the other connection is that as we spoke this morning about unconditional love that comes from Christ, Choice Adoptions exists to show that unconditional love to mothers who are experiencing a crisis pregnancy or are at risk of losing their children to the foster care system. To love them, to love their children, and to love adoptive families. We are a Christian organization that exists to love our community as well, particularly people who are experiencing these kind of difficulties. And I can tell you firsthand, my little brother and my father were both adopted, something near and dear to my own heart, and I'm sure to many of you, if you think about your family, your neighbors, your community, most of us know and love someone who has been adopted. And that story can unfold in a number of different ways, but if you know someone in your life, maybe yourself or someone, your niece or cousin, a granddaughter, someone in your family who's experiencing a crisis pregnancy and isn't sure whether they're going to be able to parent their child, or maybe they have a young child who is at risk of being lost to the foster care system, we want to step in and love them and show them the unconditional love of Christ as best as we possibly can. And maybe you know someone in your life or you yourself are thinking about adopting. We work on both sides. We help mothers who are going through this process advocate for them, that they know that adoption is a choice for them, that they can choose a family who will love their baby with everything that they have. And we also work with families who are wanting to adopt. So if you yourself or you know anyone who is experiencing a crisis pregnancy or is wanting to adopt, I'm going to be in the back here with the Santora family. Would love to answer any questions you might have and just say hello. So thank you so much for letting me join this morning. It really has been a gift to be with you. Thank you.
We'll have Kian extinguish the candles and we'll close our worship. Plenty of food and fellowship. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.